Hi, I'm Andrew, an entrepreneur and a computer science student.
Hi, I'm Raveen, a psychology major student.
And you're now listening to the Ink Thoughts podcast, where we ponder and talk about incongruous thoughts ranging from our daily life to the human mind.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Ink Thoughts podcast. So yeah, so today I'm actually going to talk about something. I guess the topic is becoming more and more popular in the few recent, in the recent years. Yeah, probably because people started to, pay more attention to mental health and stuff like this, and put more effort into self-development and stuff like this. So today I'm going to talk about people pleasing. So growing up, I guess I was that kind of person that, is usually so shy, less confident, and more observative. What I do most of the time is observe people around me and see what they like, what they dislike, and, try not to do anything that they don't like about it. And when I grew up and look back, I noticed that probably I might have certain traits of people pleaser back then. I wouldn't say I'm a very, very people-pleasing type of person, but still, I'll say there's certain traits of people-pleaser in terms of what I did in the past and in terms of my mindset as well. So, a people-pleaser puts others' needs ahead of their own, and they want to be perceived as helpful, kind, agreeable, and because of that, they tend to self-neglect or self-sacrifice when needed. So when I look back at my younger times, I noticed that I always envy those people who are so popular and people like them so much. I wanted to be the spotlight as well when I was younger. Oh my god, I feel so exposed right now. So during that time, I wanted to feel that people like me as well, and people are able to see me too. I just don't really understand, why those people are just so popular, and why can't I be one of them? That was something in my mind during that time. And so I try to observe those people, what people are usually up to, and try to follow them in doing that. And even if it's that, even if that's just not me, I guess during that time, I don't really have a sense of what is a real me and what is an image that I was trying to build up that time for people to see. That was in primary school time. So slowly when I get into secondary school, I started noticing a change. I was so worried about how people perceive me. So when I was in primary school, I wanted people to see me, so I try to observe what people are doing and try to follow. But when I go into secondary school, I started being so worried about how people are perceiving me as. Probably that time I get a little bit of those so-called attention that I wanted when I was younger. During that time, I wanted people to see me and associate me with something good, and therefore I was always so worried that, something I did or something I talk about might just ended up making people dislike me. So it turned up being something that I even dislike about myself even more, because I was always in that, anxiety, and I was always so worried about how people are going to see me. It makes me feel even less confident in being myself. I guess it's not just being myself, but also less confident in doing anything that I'm supposed to do. So it's actually very conflicting to me that time. I wanted to be confident. I wanted to be perceived as confident as well, but everything that leads me ended up making me feel a lot less confident. Oh my god, I'm so sorry about my English suddenly. And so that just so conflicting to me that it affected me so much. But still, I had a hard time saying no to people that time. I mean, all these years, like since primary school to secondary school, yeah. When people, you know, ask me to do something, and I really find it difficult to say no. Even if I had to, I'll try various methods and excuses to make it sound more acceptable, yeah. But actually, I can just say no, right? Yeah. But slowly when I went into university years and meeting Andrew as well, and I went for internship and I learned all those things in a very hard way. Because I know that, I mean, I found out that I can no longer be like this if I wanted a successful career or successful life in the future. Yeah, and people pleasing is not the way that would lead me to that. It could even ruin my life or my career or whatever that I wanted to achieve at the end of the day. It's just not something that is aligned with what I wanted to do. Yeah. And so during that few years, I guess I've broken down several times along the way and questioned myself so much that time. Like, what am I even doing? Yeah, I'm doing all this because I wanted to achieve something that I've been dreaming of for the longest time, but what am I doing now? Like, everything is just so conflicting. Yeah. Because of that, then I decided, like, yeah, I really have to stop this. Yeah. I need to be more confident, be good at something, and the confidence that I wanted and be good at something itself, it's not because I want someone to like me. Yeah. But it is because that is something that I really, really want to achieve it for myself, not for anybody else. Yeah. So that's where I slowly change. Yeah. I would say it is not easy, actually. Yeah. Because first of all, you have to change your mindset. And of course, like the spotlight effect, actually, nobody cares that much of you. Yeah. It's just us feeling like all the spotlight are on ourselves. And so we kind of magnify everything that we did, but actually nobody's going to care as well. Yeah, we care too much about how people see us. I'll say nowadays I'm no longer afraid of how people think about me or perceive me as. Yeah, I'm fine being just me, but of course that sometimes there's still a little bit of those mindset behind me, like, oh no, I'm not doing something that's acceptable or stuff like this. Yeah, I guess probably we, like Asian, we live in a more collective community, and so we tend to care a lot more about what people think about this, unlike in the Western countries that they grew up in a more individualistic environment. And so that's just not something that affect them that much compared to us. Yeah, but still, if you really give it some try and give it yourself some time and be stern to yourself as well, you can actually do it, like how I did it today. Yeah. And so when you think about, like, why might a person engage in people pleasing behavior, yeah, first thing for us, probably like poor self-esteem, that they need external validation, they need the validation from others to tell them that, yeah, you are good. That's why they please people. Then in turn, people give them what they want. Yeah. And insecurity, maybe due to their negative past experiences, we never know what a person have gone through in their past. Probably that's just so traumatic to them that they ended up being a people pleaser because they just don't really know how to, you know, navigate through all this. Yeah. And perfectionism as well, that includes how others perceive them. They want to do everything in such a perfect way, including how people perceive them. Yeah. And if you want to avoid becoming a people pleaser or stop being one, I guess we should all start with self-awareness and positive self-talk. Yeah, be aware of how you are actually thinking about yourself and tell yourself that you matter. Yeah. If it's something that you don't really want to do, just say no. It will be hard, but you can try. Yeah. And also practice setting boundaries too. Yeah. Remember that you are the most important thing at the end of the day. It is your life, not anybody else. Yeah. So if someone is asking too much from you, stop them or tell them, like, hey, I'm not comfortable doing this, or yeah, it's just too much for me. Yeah, just tell them. And sometimes, actually, people appreciate open communication more than you trying to please them and build up all those like negative emotions and feelings in you. Yeah, which, you know, could burst one day in the future that would even lead to ruin the relationship as well. Yeah, people probably appreciate more open communication. Yeah, as long as you tell people in a nicer way, people could accept it or discuss to a common ground that both of you are able to, you know, accept it. That would be an alternative as well. Yeah. And lastly, it might be very difficult at the beginning, like setting boundaries and also saying no to people, but start small and practice. Yeah. Force yourself taking the first baby step and you slowly become better at it. And including like positive self-talk as you practice every day, you're actually telling your brain that, yeah, I matter, I'm the most important thing. And yeah, slowly it would change the way you think about things and you perceive things. And because of all this, it will lead you into building or developing a better relationship with yourself, and you no longer need to seek validation from people. Yeah, you are confident by yourself. Yeah. So I'll say I probably wasn't those like very, 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 very people-pleasing type of person, but I'll say I have those traits as well in me as well in the past, especially in the past. I wouldn't confidently say that I don't have it at all now, but yeah, I've learned a lot and tried to develop a lot of different kind of skills and stuff, and I would say I'm comfortable being me now. Yeah. And yeah, I remember the first time I noticed that, yeah, it's actually an important thing to think about and talk about was, I guess it's about 1-2 years ago when me and my mom noticed that, yeah, my younger brother are having some sort of people-pleasing traits. Yeah, he usually wouldn't say no to what his friends ask him to do, and sometimes people make so much fun of him that I know he's uncomfortable, but he still accepted. Yeah, I remember that time me and my mom told him, like, why are you doing this? Like, you're not comfortable, just don't do it. Yeah, and don't make fun of yourself as well. We know you're not comfortable. Yeah, and that time he kind of revealed, like, what is the reason behind it. He always think that he's not as attractive and not as good looking as me and my other brother, which is his elder brother, and so he don't feel that confident, and so he don't feel himself being as popular as theirs, and he probably want people to like him as well. He don't want to lose his friends, but I guess he has slowly changed and he has been more confident nowadays, although all of us still need to learn a lot of different things and build different kind of skills and stuff like this. But yeah, taking the baby step is important. Just start small. You will do it one day. Yeah. Just notice it. Be aware. Take your baby step. Reflect on it. And you'll slowly get to where you want one day. Yeah. So I guess that's the end of this episode. Thank you everyone for listening. If you do enjoy it, please give us a review or comment down below if you have any other thoughts that you'd like to share with us or DM us. Yeah. I'll see you guys next week. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast. If you enjoyed, do share with your friends and family and leave us a review on the Apple Podcast. If you're not using an Apple device, you can leave a review on the Apple Podcast website with the link in the show notes. If you have any feedback or thoughts which you hope that we'll discuss in the future, feel free to email them to us at hello@inkthoughts.com, or alternatively, you can send us a private message on our Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter with the username of inkthoughtspod. Thanks again, and see you all next week. Bye-bye.